Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. It was never going to be easy, of course, and the incredible challenge of winning a sixth title in 8 years and completing a second three-peat only grows more challenging the closer Michael Jordan and the Bulls get to the ultimate goal in the spring of 98. It's the final two episodes of The Last Dance this Sunday at 9 Eastern on ESPN. Catch up on every episode on demand and in the ESPN app. And listen to the wrap-up podcast hosted by Jalen and Jacoby immediately following the broadcast, presented by State Farm and AT&T, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Dallas Braden expected to join us here in just a minute. Here's your SportsCenter update. Former Steelers linebacker James Harrison said Coach Mike Tomlin gave him an envelope after his hit on Browns wide receiver Muhammad Massaquai in 2010. Saints coach Sean Payton says that he is not surprised that the NFL plans to end its one-year experiment of allowing pass interference calls to be reviewed by replay, and said the league was never prepared to enforce it. And finally, Hazel Lawton has posted an apology to a local Facebook group after her four-year-old bull, Ron, who was attempting to alleviate a, quote, itchy bum using a utility pole, ended up knocking out the electricity for more than 700 homes in a Scottish town of Chapelton and Strathaven. That's an unfortunate series of events right there. I mean, SportsCenter is brought to you by Blue Emu. From one of America's most trusted brands comes a new maximum strength arthritis pain relief cream. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is everything that I'm not. It's non-greasy, deep penetrating, and odor-free. What? Don't let joint pain strike you out. Reach for Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So Stugatz and I were embarrassed yesterday because we can only name like four or five guys ever who had thrown perfect games. There have been 21 total. And as a tribute to how random it is, one of them is on with us now. It's not merely Stugatz that he was 26 and 36 for his career, even though he was a pretty good pitcher when he pitched. It's that he was drinking the night before.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until recently. He showed up to the ballpark late on Mother's Day. This was about 10 years ago. So Dallas Braden joins us now as the author of one of 21 perfect games. Yes, Stugatz.
I'm just wondering, who gets hammered the night before Mother's Day? That's crazy.
Well, Dallas Braden does, evidently. So Dallas is with us now. We appreciate you being on with us. It's a Saturday night. Why wouldn't you get hammered on a Saturday night? Dallas Braden with us. Although most pitchers do not get hammered the night before they're pitching. Braden, what are you doing?
How we doing, boys? Hey, look, Stu, I don't know if you own one of these, but I do, and it kind of lets you know what day's coming up after the one you get through, and that's a calendar. And for me, Mother's Day on the calendar was never something I was circling, right? Lost my mom in high school. I'm not excited about this. I'm not anticipating this. I've got my grandmother here, and it's like, look, if you and I can wake up and get through today, then that's going to be a victory for us. Well, I was at a point where I was – you know, just I wasn't processing things well, and I wasn't doing myself any favors. And instead of doing what I had done my entire career, you know, 2 days out before a start, I'm touching zero alcohol, rest and relaxation, blah, 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 blah. Well, I just said, you know what, to hell with it. Today's not a great day, being Saturday. Sunday doesn't look too great either because I'm staring at that calendar thing, and I know what Sunday represents. So, yeah, you know what, let's go ahead and tie this one on. I got a couple boys here from the college down the street. We're gonna throw some back, and then, you know, the next thing I know, I look up, and it's 3 a.m. We've been partying all night, and I realized, oh, dude, I got a pitch tomorrow. I got a game tomorrow. We should probably shut this down at some point in time. and that's kind of how that went. So, I mean, if I'm being honest, you know, just kind of be serious for a second. The reason I really never talked about it is because I have so much respect for the preparation required to go out and compete. I wasn't someone who wanted to just, you know, blow the whistle and tell this story about me getting completely boxed the night before with other, you know, kids on a college team, because these are kids who are looking at me like, man, you're where I want to be. Like, I would love to be getting ready for a big league start tomorrow, you know, and instead I'm in college here, but I'm getting, you know, I'm getting absolutely faced right now with a guy getting ready to go pitch in the big leagues tomorrow. So that's pretty cool. But that really wasn't the message I was trying to convey or the example I was trying to set, you know. But if I'm being real, I'm not too worried about other people at that point in time. I'm worried about finishing off that bottle over there and getting to bed and forgetting about life.
But it works so well. I mean, to perfection. Do you try to get the next start?
I don't. Why would you not, Stu? Are you? Is that a serious question? You mean to tell me a guy who for the first time sees the ninth inning of a major league game is the first time I'm going to throw a perfect? Yeah, I'm gonna need to redo that. Like, that's never going to happen again. I've never thrown a complete game. So really, in my head, I'm going, yeah, this isn't about a perfect game. This is about getting through nine innings. So I'm going to go ahead and need to double down on this, make them all doubles the next time, and let's see history show up twice.
How did you celebrate with your grandmother that day?
We actually – it's kind of funny because the night before, I went to a local pizza joint and picked up some pizzas, and we came home, and – me and the boys watched UFC and then proceeded to just kind of rage, you know, a little mini rager, like I said, throughout the night. I left that field and ordered a pizza on the way home. And before I even got home, went and picked up that pizza from the same place. Didn't have to pay for it this time. And went home and just proceeded to sell. I mean, put it like this. My grandma's 79 years old right now, is a member of several wine clubs, and misses zero opportunity to celebrate anything. So Sunday night was a little hair of the dog, if you will, you know, and I didn't really have much say in that. Short of my grandma doing cake stands in the backyard, we were getting after it again.
Can you name – how many perfect game pitchers can you name, Dallas?
Oh man! I mean, I'll start with what Mr. Larson.
I don't want to put you. Did I put you too much on the spot?
Yeah.
Because we only got three or four yesterday, so I don't want to make you feel bad about this. Like, we didn't do well with this. We got like Dennis Martinez, Len Barker, you.
Yeah.
We didn't get very many.
Well, you know, it's funny because I don't know, it's kind of weird. Like I. Because I still don't consider myself even a part of that group. Like, I'm the guy, like, you know, I'm the dude who showed up. I got the invite incorrectly. I got the right directions wrong, and I showed up, and now I'm like, well, I guess we'll let them hang out. You know, that's kind of how I feel. So the reason I can only think of a few names, honestly, is because, and I mean no disrespect to these individuals, but the fellas you just mentioned, Mr. Barker, Mr. Martinez, Mr. Cohn, Mr. Wells, those are individuals that I kind of look for on the baseball, because those are like, all right, you know what? I'm not signing next to Mr. Larson. I'm not signing next to a lot of these people. And it seems like they're like, oh, well, you're left-handed. Throw it right next to David Wells. That'll be, and I'm like, oh, okay, that'll work. You know, so I don't really process the gravity of it, because I don't know. I just feel like I'm going back and I'm kind of tasting myself, you know, and I'm not really into that.
Dallas Braden with us on ESPN Radio. Did you see Blake Snell's comments yesterday about he's not playing, it's not worth the risk? He has seen, you know, 80,000 people die in the 2 months since he said, if I get it, I get it. And he says, I'm not playing unless I'm paid correctly, not for a pay cut.
Yeah, no, I saw it. And you know what's weird is a lot of people jumping on Snell about the shift in position. And it's almost like – it's almost like if you don't have information and then it becomes available, you shouldn't go out and educate yourself or inform yourself and then maybe shift your position. Like, that's not allowed. I thought that was street legal. I thought that was educating.
Not
yourself,
in sports, Braden. Don't you understand sports radio? If we catch you in an inconsistency or a hypocrisy or just being human, we will rip you for taking on new information.
That's exactly what's going on here. And I can't, for the life of me, understand, like, for Joe, you know, for Joe the plumber and Tammy the teacher, if they were to show up to work and be told, hey guys, actually, half that paycheck gone. That's going to be gone right now. All right. We're just going to start there. You're only getting half of what you're getting because we can only let you show up for half the time. And Joe the plumber and Tammy the teacher are like, you know what? That sucks. Didn't see that coming, but, I guess it is what it is. That's fine. We agree to move on. Okay, fine. And then they get a call from their boss, and they're like, actually, hey, you know what? We realized just turning the lights on to get you here is probably going to cost us more. So I don't know that we want to do that either. But here's the deal. We'd be willing to share with you whatever it is we do make. Well, what do you guys make? We can't tell you that. we can't tell you that much, but we would just like for you to jump on board and take these losses with us, right? Because we're here to privatize the gains and socialize the losses. Ready to be my teammate? Who wants to do business with us? Nobody in the world. Nobody in the world. I just spoke with Tony Gwynn Jr. yesterday, and I asked him, hey, when Pops was out there raking every pitcher that stood on the mound, come All-Star break, did he ever get to revisit with ownership and tack a little take onto that contract? Was that something that happened? Because the guy making league minimum, Dan, Stu, that guy, he goes out and performs and is an All-Star. He doesn't get to go to the ownership and go, hey, guys, look, as a minimum-based player here, I'm producing at an all-star rate. So I think we both understand what the next logical move is, right? You're going to rip up my minimum-based salary, and you're going to pay me for producing at an all-star level right now. Isn't that what happens? Oh, no, that's not what happens.
Not so much.
So instead, the public would rather side with billionaire owners. Now, let me put Tammy the teacher and Joe the plumber. Let me give you a little more perspective here. Those are actually
hold on,
the
hold
same.
On. Dallas, hold on. I want to do this with you where you have the room to do it. So let's do it in the next segment. Stay right there.
Yes.
We'll get back to Dallas Braden's Tammy the teacher analogy in a second. Just hold on.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
If you missed any of our interviews, please check them out on demand in the Dan Le Batard Show podcast brought to you by Capital One. With Capital One, you can open a new checking or savings account with no fees or minimums. Welcome to banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Approval required. Capital One, N.A., member, FDIC. We'll continue with Dallas Braden here in just a second. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk, and it's brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
One of those interviews, it can be found, Stupidity, It was the second most famous person on Stupidity recently, Rory McIlroy. I was told it was a very good interview with Stugatz. You will all be able to hear it if you have not heard it in 12 minutes. Dallas Braden with us now again on ESPN Radio. Forgive my presumption that you had the time to spend another segment with us without asking you. I just didn't want to interrupt your point. So you were saying, Dallas...
Saying I'm quarantined, Dan, and I've got absolutely nothing going on. I was saying that the owners, you got to understand these billionaire owners, now that they've told Tammy the teacher and Joe the plumber that they're only going to be making half the money and they're only getting half the hours, and now they want to revisit that negotiation because the money that would be coming in that they're willing to split doesn't look too attractive to them, so they want to find another way to make it okay. Remember, those are the billionaires that you're siding with if you're in the public. Those are also the same billionaires that will tell Tammy the teacher and Joe the plumber that you're going to stay in this job title for a certain period of time. And you're going to have this job responsibility for a certain period of time. And regardless of your production, at the point in time where you would start to elevate yourself and demand a different level of pay, I'm going to shift your job title, effectively keeping you away from a ability to earn more money. That's what owners do with service time manipulation. These billionaires that Joe the plumber and Tammy the teacher are getting railroaded by are the same people that Joe the plumber and Tammy the teacher are going, baseball players, can't you guys see what's going to happen to these billionaires if you guys don't come to the table? Don't you guys have a heart? Can you imagine these billionaires sitting in their offices so far removed from all of the danger that you guys are putting yourselves in and day out, so far removed from the testing protocol? They're not going to even be affected by the rules and the protocol being put in place or not being used efficiently. Don't you guys feel bad for them, the billionaires? And it is mind-boggling that that's where the public opinion sets. That you are looking at the ball players as the individuals who need to, you know, bowel movement or get off the pot, if you will, here during these negotiations. And that's just not it. That's not the thesis.
Would you play Dallas?
I've said this, and this is as honest as I can be. With a family that I have now, my elderly grandmother who lives with us, you're asking me to put all of that aside and go what for you? Absolutely not. Not happening. No, you show me what sort of protocol is going to be in place and let's talk about it. Because I've said, if you're going to be treating me with this exceptional, you know, care, you know who else deserves that and absolutely needs that? The same individual, the security guards waving the team buses in to the facility. They need that same care because at some point in time, I'm going to be interacting with those people. They're going to be interacting with me, and they deserve to know that I'm taken care of. I deserve to know that they are taken care of. There's a level of humaneness and humanity that has to exist here that I think is getting, as Sean Doolittle so eloquently put it, zoomed past. And we're just worried about getting on to a baseball field. And we've removed ourselves from what's going on in the country, right? Like the United States, prove it. Because we've got a few states opening up shop. We've got a few states shutting down shop. I'm supposed to stay in my bedroom until August, says Uncle Gavin Newsom here in California. So when you got that going on across the country, it's really tough to figure out how this thing is going to go.
We've got less than a minute, Dallas. So your thoughts when Mark Teixeira, after making $216 million, says on ESPN, baseball players should play for pennies on the dollar. You hear that and...
What? I hear that and cringe. I hear that and think how unfortunate it must have been to have been in a clubhouse with that guy without being able to grow. He's not gonna let you stand on your own. You're gonna get the business from Uncle Tex because he's gonna tell you how it's gonna go. And it's really easy with $200 million in the bank to tell other people to kind of pony up. I've been in a very similar situation, not where I'm the one telling folks what needs to happen, but being looked at by a veteran saying, this is what you're going to do. This is how it's going to go. It's unfortunate that the elder statesmen in our game, it feels like have lost sight of the battles that they themselves have gone through to getting our group to where we're at as players today.
Dallas, thank you, sir. Super strong as always. Good talking to you.
Thanks, boys. Stay safe. We'll see you soon.
All right, Dallas.
Likewise, Rory McIlroy is next.
That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Missing baseball? Tune in tomorrow night for MLB Classic Game 4 of the 2013 World Series between the Red Sox and Cardinals, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Rory McIlroy, the number one golfer in the world. There is live sports this week. It is golf. It is McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Skins Gate. He will join us here in just a second. Here's your SportsCenter update. Former Steelers linebacker James Harrison said coach Mike Tomlin gave him an envelope after his hit on Browns wide receiver Muhammad Massaquai in 2010. Saints coach Sean Payton says that he is not surprised that the NFL plans to end its one-year experiment of allowing pass interference calls to be reviewed by replay, and said the league was never prepared to enforce it. And finally, the Open Hearth Restaurant in Taylor, South Carolina, has reopened with reduced capacity and a social distance requirement in an effort to make the dining room look full. As diners comply with the requirement, the restaurant is filling its empty chairs with blow-up dolls. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So you guys have your match coming up this weekend. And why do you guys, so it's you and Dustin, Ricky Fowler's involved as well. Why did you guys decide you wanted to do this?
I guess it all came together in a few different ways. Obviously, the four of us that are playing are all on staff with TaylorMade, and the United Health Group are the two that sort of put it together. And it made sense. I mean, whenever I was asked, I was like, yeah, for sure. I want to play golf for a start. And then if we can play golf at an incredible golf course like Seminole and help raise a bunch of money for frontline healthcare workers, you know, I was excited to get involved. I didn't really get a chance to like choose my partner. They were just like, yep, you play with DJ and then you're playing these two. And like, sweet, good for me.
Yeah. I mean, I never heard of Matthew Wolf till this morning.
That's so wrong. That is so wrong, man.
I mean, you're the number one ranked golfer in the world. Dustin's 5. Wolf's not even in the top 100. You guys, if you lose, you're in trouble. I'm rooting for you.
There's a little bit of pressure on it, but it'll be good. It'll be good fun.
Rory, I go to the Honda Classic. We live here down in South Florida. I go every year. I'm curious about fan interactions during events, fans heckling. What's the funniest reaction you've had with a fan on the course? What do you go to?
The Honda's actually it's become one of those events, right? Where that you expect a little bit of that. You've got the bear trap and stuff, and like some guys get put off by it and some guys don't like it too much. And I would be one of those guys. I mean, sometimes if you're having a bad day and there's guys shouting at you on the, you know, from behind the ropes, you're just like, you just, you know, go away.
But you could say it, man. You could say it.
Yeah, I know. but the best one I've had was at Bethpage up in New York, and it was the first ever US Open I played back in 2009. There was a guy from behind the 10th tee screaming at me, get a haircut, get a haircut, get your f***ing haircut, blah, 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 whatever. And I turned around and this guy's got hair down to his shoulder. What are you? And then.
Did you see your hair now? I mean, you're quarantined, you know?
I know the quarantine hair is getting long. But it's funny in golf, right? Like I totally get it in other sports. You go to an NFL game and you can scream, you can shout, and the players don't really hear you. But like we are literally 3 feet away from people and they can, you know, they can shout whatever they want. Usually it's golf, so it's not going to be too bad, but you know, you still, it's something that you just have to deal
with. So Rory, your dad, Jerry, has been called Seminole's most popular member. I'm curious which of the two of y'all is more excited that you're playing in Seminole's first ever televised match.
Yeah, I say to people, like, stop calling him that. It's just giving him this massive ego. Like, just stop it. My dad is, I mean, first of all, he's just so lucky to be a member, right? Like, I mean, he got to know Jimmy Dunn, and then he's got to know a bunch of the members, and they liked him for some reason, and he became a member, and I think he pinches himself every day. I mean, there's no way 20 years ago when he was working in bars back in Northern Ireland, he thought he'd be a member of one of the most prestigious golf clubs in America. So, he loves it. He loves playing there. He loves the members. And yeah, he's excited, right? Like he's going to be there on Sunday. He got his, COVID-19 test and everything, and make sure that he's okay to be on site. And so he's excited to be there and watch it and sort of be a part of it.
So Rory, I'm wondering, what are your thoughts? We got, there's another match coming up in a couple of weeks. We had Tom Brady on Friday. We're all still swooning. But I'm wondering, what do you think here with Brady and Tiger and Phil and Manning? Who do you got in this match? Like, who are the favorites to win this thing?
Yeah, so I played with Tom on Friday at Seminole. Oh, yeah, okay.
And lost, we heard.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention that part.
No, put it on Brady. Put it on Brady. Go ahead.
When I'm putting it off greens, it's hard to win. So Tom played okay. I think he didn't have a driver in the bag. Ooh. So I went over on Saturday morning and I gave him one of my backup drivers. But for their match, I mean, I'd say that the advantage has to be for Tiger and Peyton. I mean, it's Tiger's home course. He plays there basically every day. Peyton has a bit more time on his hands than Tom does nowadays. So he's probably a bit more well-practiced. So yeah, I'd have to give the advantage to Tiger and Peyton.
Stu, sure. You got that? You going to gamble?
Of course. Okay. I am. Are you kidding me? What do you think I asked him?
Of course.
By the way, Rory, have you noticed, you see Chris, Fat Chris, who he's our food expert. How sad does his background make you? How sad is that thing?
He's got, there's a little bit of like a teal blue door. What is that? Like a barn,
a little master closet barn door. No big
barn door. Us. Yeah. That's very of the time. Very in vogue.
There's nothing in vogue about Chris. Nothing. And he painted it that color because he's a Dolphin fan. That's the only reason he did it like that. So this is going to be a lot of fun. When's the last time, like, competitive golf? It won't feel exactly like competitive golf when you're playing, although you'll be playing against another team. It won't feel like Augusta is what I'm trying to say. But you have to be choosing to play some competitive golf, even if it's for charity and two great charities, and just getting out there and playing against another twosome, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's, you know, I've played a little bit down here. The courses down here opened a couple of weeks ago in Palm Beach County, so I've been able to get out and play a few rounds and you know, get some sort of competition. But Sunday will be the first time where, you know, there'll be TV cameras around and there'll be a little bit of a buzz. And I think that'll be cool. And especially, you know, you're going up against, you know, two of the best players in the world. Even though I've got one of the best players in the world as a partner, you still want to go out there and give a good account of yourself and play well. So, I'm excited for it. I'll be working pretty hard this week and practicing a bit and making sure that I'm ready to go.
Rory, I saw Mr. Dunn mention that you're going to carry your own bag. Or during the match, or at least that's the intention. I'm curious, yeah, not only for this match, because obviously to set a, you know, good example for COVID-19, but also, do you think going forward, that's something that could stick for PGA Tour tournaments when those come back?
I don't think so. Caddies, for the most part, are an integral part of our game and of our tour, and they do help a lot. Like, they're not just guys that carry the bag, you know, they do a lot more than that. And we sort of had this discussion last week. I'm part of the PGA Tour Player Advisory Council, and I get for social distancing, and I get that part of it, but you got to think as well, like, these caddies have been out of a job for, you know, months, I guess, now at this point, and I'm sure they're itching to get back at it. So I think it'll be fun to see us carrying our bags on Sunday, but I wouldn't expect to see that at tour events going forward.
Have you thought about how you're going to prepare for an Augusta, for a Masters that's going to be played hopefully in November?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a golfer, you're always looking forward. You know, you're trying to figure out what your schedule is going to be so that you can sort of peak at the right time and get your game in the right shape going into the bigger events. I see they've put the Houston Open the week before. And one of my big things is I've been trying to play the event the week before the majors because I just feel like you get a little bit sharper, get a bit more competitive. So, you know, I'll probably look to play in Houston if it goes ahead and play the week before. And then it's a weird one because the PGA Tour Asian Swing happens in sort of October, so end of October, start of November time. And I could see a lot of players skipping that because, you know, you don't want to travel halfway across the world and then have to come back, get adjusted to the time zones and then go play the Masters. So I'll try to base myself, you know, in the States for the most part in the fall and, you know, sort of do everything I can to get ready. We've got three majors this year. You know, we've got the PGA Championship in San Francisco in August, got the US Open in New York in September, and then you got the Masters in November. Like, they're the three that, you know, everyone's sort of looking at, you know, and you want to make sure that you're in your best form going into those.
Rory, what's going to be the weirdest event this year without any fans, and why is it the Ryder Cup?
I think if they can't have fans at the Ryder Cup, there won't be a Ryder Cup. The competition's too big. I think that as a sporting event, it'll lose all momentum. I feel like every single year, the Ryder Cup gets bigger and bigger and, you know, the atmosphere gets better. And to play a Ryder Cup like that, it would just lose all that momentum. It would lose that atmosphere. And I think it would just be better for them to push it out to 21 and make sure that they can play a Ryder Cup the way it's supposed to be played.
Well, what if we had you and Patrick Reed mic'd up? I mean, I'd sign up for that right now.
Exactly.
But it's still not going to, you know, like the reason that Patrick and I were doing what we were doing is because we were, you know, we were feeding off the energy of the crowd. Mm-hmm. If there was none of that, that wouldn't have happened. That's the magic of the Ryder Cup. You don't see that in golf every day. And I don't think that emotion is going to come out of the players if there is no one there.
Rory, that man in the dimly lit room over there has an actual army at his disposal, the Stugatz army. I'm wondering, I think it'd be pretty cool if, is there a place we can send them? I know there's going to be a live donation link during your match for COVID-19 relief. Is there a good place we can send the Stugatz army to do some good on behalf of, you know, you and the tournament?
Right. They'll take care of you. Listen, it might come at a price. They might ask you to play golf with me or something one day down the road. And we'll discuss that at a different time. But I'm telling you, they'll do anything I tell them to do. So if you want to get it out there, put it out there and we'll make sure they do it. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, during the broadcast on NBC on Sunday, there's going to be, a lot of information where people can donate to the causes that we're playing for, the American Nurses Foundation and the CDC Foundation. So we're trying to raise a lot of money, and all the information that they need will be on the broadcast if they tune in and watch.
All right, man. Hey, this has been fantastic. We appreciate the time. We'll continue to promote it. The Stugatz Army, as Charlie pointed
out. Thank you.
We'll support you guys in the charity the best they can. Again, it's going to come to price, and we'll discuss that price at some other point in time. But I'm just like, you know, good luck, enjoy. You're going to play some competitive golf, and you're going to raise money for a great cause. So that's awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Thanks for having me on.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Dear sports.
Dear sports.
Dear sports.
Dear sports. I love that my Knicks somehow won't be done paying Joakim Noah the $72 million we owe him until 2022.
I love when my local Miami-based MLB team already adheres to social distancing because 13 people go to the games.
I miss the way me and all my friends smell after tailgating.
The Farmers Insurance Open, where the best player in the field is Brant Snedeker.
That sad guy next to me who keeps standing up to start the wave, even though it never gets stronger than a smattering of 13 people who pity him.
You know what I absolutely love? Being a fan of Miami Hurricanes football and having a national championship stripped away from my celebrating hands while the fireworks fill the sky because mother... Terry Porter has a bogus pass interference call because he's clearly in bed with a mob.
Yeah.
The Last Dance concludes this Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN, brought to you by State Farm. When it comes to insurance, State Farm's the real deal with over 19,000 local agents and an award-winning mobile app. You can get the help you need when you need it. Find an agent or get a quote at statefarm.com. Dan, it is time for the movie of the day. It is brought to you by Redbox. In honor of Ray Lewis's birthday, the former Hurricane is 45 years old today. Make you feel old, Dan? 45. In honor of Ray, happy birthday, Ray. My top three movies about hurricanes. Number three, The Perfect Storm. Absolute classic.
Is it about a hurricane?
It's the perfect storm, man.
I mean, I know there's a storm. I know there's a giant storm, but I didn't know that the boat was in the middle of a hurricane. I didn't know that that's what they were in the middle of. I thought it was just high seas.
It was a hurricane. Number two on my list of all-time top three movies about hurricanes, The U, Part Two.
Of course.
And number one, Dan, my favorite movie about a hurricane, The U. Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back in Bad Boys for Life. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways you can watch.
Joe Tess is going to join us here at noon Eastern. Our Looks Like tournament concludes with voting this weekend at Lebatard Show. We've got two finalists. Chris Cody has maintained that he wants us to do March Sadness the way we're doing it this year, every year. He wants it to be voting instead of linked to teams. At Lebatard Show, how would you like the Looks Like tournament decided? Voting or games that are a part of March Madness? Why do you want that, Chris? Why is that something that you think we should be doing instead of linking it to the games?
Because I think it really gets us a true champion of who the fans, the people who create these. And I just think it brings it full circle. I like voting it. I like checking in on the voting tallies. I just like it. I think it works better than just relying. We can watch March Madness next year, and we can have our voting. I think it both works.
Billy, why are you waving a hand in the general direction of Chris? Always good, by the way. That is the way Billy plays defense. Because we're all looking at each other, it's the way Billy plays defense against whoever's speaking by dismissively waving a hand in their face, Latin style. What is it that you objected to there?
Defense wins championships, Dan. You know the thing about the voting situation is that then we don't have like the crazy like 17, or I guess there's no 17s because it's only 1 through 16, but you never have like the crazy 14 that makes it deep into the tournament, right? Because it's just fan voting, so they're going to vote for the most popular ones.
Good point by Billy. What can you tell us about the NIT tournament? Thanks to Reese Davis for voicing our Looks Like tournament, March Madness that became April Sadness that became us forgetting it's May. Who's the voice on the NIT Looks Like tournament?
I'm glad you asked, Dan. That's a surprise, and we're going to wait until we do that next week until you find out who the voice is. But just know this, that we made an entire NIT bracket and an entire NIT tournament because we were expecting the NIT to be played. Now, that didn't happen, obviously, and then it took a little bit for us to get to March Madness as we kind of figured out everything we were going to do technically and all that stuff. And we didn't forget about the NIT. It just would have been really confusing having both going on at the same time. So now we have like another 2 months worth of NIT that we can just go to.
Yes.
Excellent.
Go ahead and produce those. Everyone likes the Looks Like game. It's probably the most popular thing we do. It's certainly the thing that gets the most applause because you guys like to be divided on just about anything that we do. Mike Ryan informs me I was wrong. Michael B. Jordan is not in the upcoming Scarface. I got the internet wrong again. Regardless, Joe Tess is next.